Well, good morning, my TMC family. Welcome to the Master's Call, where we have our tag this morning, and it says to forget the former things Friday, coming from Isaiah 43:18. Join me as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just love you and we praise your holy name. Lord, you are so amazing, and we thank you for this gorgeous, gorgeous day that you have made. We are rejoicing and we're so glad in it. Lord, thank you that we get to come together on this call, and even where we are, some of us are in California, some on the East Coast, some international, and we're just so grateful that we can just all come together at this time and just praise your name and just praise all of your what you've done for us, Lord. And we thank you for this call, the Master's Call, and for giving us our wonderful founders, our Dr. P.K. Patton and our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we affectionately call our Mother Eagle. We thank you for blessing them into overflow and just doing exceedingly above all that they can ask for or imagine, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for our Artists Life family. Thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. Thank you for the Kings of Artists. Thank you for every artist, distributor, and customer, Lord. Continue to bless them into overflow and continue to strengthen them, Lord, through your spirit, Lord, and just continue to empower them, Lord, and do something super special for them for this day and this weekend and just for all of their lives. Lord, we also thank you for our Master's Call family. Thank you for our speaker that we have today. Thank you for every listener. Lord, help us to just go out and share the love that we experience from you, Lord, every single dimension of it. Thank you for opening up our spiritual eyes and our spiritual ears to hear and receive what you have for us. All of our spiritual senses, our spiritual hearts as well, Lord, so that we can just give you all glory and honor and praise. We love you, King Jesus. We thank you that your kingdom come and your will is done here on this earth that you call TMC and the Artist Life family and the body of Christ as you have it in heaven. In King Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, again, my name is Rebecca Thomas, and it was such a Jesus joy to greet you on this Forget the Former Things Friday. Heavenly Hostess, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you for seating and greeting everyone this morning and for that powerful, powerful prayer. This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana. And again, I welcome each and every one of you to the call. And for those traveling this morning, we want to wish you and thank God for traveling mercies for you this morning. Now, I'd like to, if you allow me, to give you a little history on this call. This call was founded in October 2010 by two very powerful women, Pastor P.K. Roberts Patton. They're super fantastic. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. And our scripture reference is found in Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. And we also have a website. And that website, where all of our messages have been archived on this site, as well as the bio of all of our speakers. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. We encourage each of you to go to this site and retrieve any messages that has been has been archived on this site since the onset of this call. And our theme for this year is in 2018, through me, supernatural expectations, demonstrations, and revelations is being fulfilled and seen. So if you feel led of the Lord and want to be a part of this blessed ministry, we will greatly welcome you. You can be a greeter, such as Minister Rebecca so graciously did this morning, or a host, as I am doing now. Or God may have given you a word straight from the throne room, and we would love to hear what God has given you. So if you'd like to join us, please contact and send your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And you ask what has brought us all together? How we started this course was through a phenomenal, phenomenal company called Artist Life, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 28 years ago. It's a common thread that brought us all together each and every morning as we share words from the Lord. This is a great, great company and the best products this side of heaven to help the world become healthier and wealthier and changing lives every day. So if you would like to more information on Artist Life, contact the person that invited you to this call, and they would love to share with you or answer any questions you may have. So are you or anyone you know a T-Mobile or Metro PC customer having challenges calling in on the live calls or the playback calls? There's a bridge number that will allow you to call in at no charge, and that number is 716-293-9707. So please follow the prompt, and you will be joined into the call. Please share this information with your team members and your prospects. And immediately following this call is the New Morning Motivational Call, and it's held Monday through Friday right after this call. It's conducted by a great team of leaders that will provide vital information to your artist business and its wonderful products. And that number is 712-770-4005, and that PIN number is 293-617-POUND. Again, 712-770-4005, and that PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Now today, Friday, is a motivational Friday where you can be motivated and move to help to grow your business to the greatest business ever. Now today, these day definitely is set. The carpet is rolled out for the 2018 Artist Life Extravaganza, which is being held today, tomorrow, and Sunday in Los Angeles, California. There will be a Sunday morning worship service, and the morning master's call is still looking for those who wish to serve. So please contact Minister Brenda Terrell, our Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, when you arrive, and let them know that you would very much be interested in helping them with the Sunday morning service. So celebrate and take your business to new heights at the Artist Life Extravaganza 2018. And now I'd like to move out of the way and bring to you our speaker for the morning. Our speaker for the morning has been on this call since its beginning, and we so love her. She is our former prayer general, but nonetheless, she is a great, powerful woman, an outstanding woman, and that is in the person of Minister Robin B. Wilson. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6:33, a devoted servant of God, daughter, sister, proud auntie who loves to pray, teach and share the love of God with others. She is also our prayer general here on the Master's Call and an artist international distributor. Minister Robin is a living testimony that you can live a victorious life in Christ no matter what happens, will happen, or is happening now in your life. You can be all God said you can be because there is nothing impossible to them that believe. Minister Robin shares with all she meets that there is nothing too difficult for God. And when you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things will be added unto you, and he will give you the desires of your heart. She is an ordained and licensed minister, an elder at Faith Fellowship Ministries World Outreach Center in New Jersey, serving in various capacities and leadership roles. She is a Bible teacher, businesswoman, and a health and wellness consultant. Her mission is to inspire, empower, mentor, teach, and equip young adults and women to live a victorious life in Jesus Christ. She is committed to winning the lost, teaching the world, and disciplining believers. So for those that have not met her, I would love to introduce Minister Robin E. Wilson. Minister Robin, are you on the line?
Actually, I'll take it from here. Minister Jackie, Minister Robin could not be with us today, but you know, as Dr. Vanessa always tells us, be ready in season and out of season. So I want to say welcome and thank you, Minister Jackie, for hosting the call with such Jesus joy, and Minister Rebecca for seating and greeting the people. We are so excited with what God is doing, and we are just going to give him all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Of course, you want to say thank you to the two amazing women of God who founded this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. But we know that all praise is due our God. It was funny as I was sitting here listening to Minister Rebecca's tag, because our scripture for today comes from Philippians 12 through 15. And the scripture for today reads, "Not that I already obtained this or may already be perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward toward what lies ahead, I press on towards the mark of the prize of the high calling which is in Christ Jesus. Let those of us who are mature thinking this way. And if anything you think otherwise, God will reveal it to you." So today's scripture today's message is called Pressing Towards the Mark. Pressing Towards the Mark. So God tends to let me know, you heard me clearly. And so Minister Rebecca, forgetting those things that are behind that tag for today, let me know exactly that I was hearing God clearly for this morning. So as we talk about pressing towards the mark, you know, for some of us, what is the mark? Do we know what the mark is? What is the bar that God has set for us? Have we done the things that we need to know to do so that we know what the mark is? Is the mark growing your business? Is the mark growing a ministry? Is the mark helping the elderly or the homeless or the sick and shut in? What is the mark that you're pressing towards? Now, of course, we're all pressing towards being more like Jesus because that is the ultimate mark. But God gives us things to do in that process. So we have to make sure that we are pressing towards the mark that God has us pressing towards now. So for me personally, right now, that mark is growing Speak Life Christian Ministries. So how do I do that, Lord? What exactly am I supposed to be doing as I am pressing towards the mark? How am I supposed to be getting the ministry out in front of people? How am I supposed to be using the gifts that you've given me to not only push the ministry forward, which, of course, the ultimate goal is pushing the kingdom of God forward. So how do I do this? How do I make sure that I'm using the tools that he's given me in my tool belt to do the things he's called me to do? Well, Romans 12, 1 and 2 says, do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. See, we've got to make sure that we are in the world, but not of it. Are we doing those things that God has called us to do? Are we spending time in his word? Are we spending time in prayer and listening for his response? Are we plopping down every day when we come home and watching TV? Are we doing Bible studies? Are we doing those things that will enhance us so that we can go forth and bring forth the kingdom? Are we living by the Spirit? Are we trusting God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan for us? Or are we just kind of walking off willy-nilly, trying to do it in our own strength or do it on our own? Because we have to make sure that as we are walking out the process, as we are pressing towards the mark, that we are doing it in the manner God ordained. See, we can't just run off and do what we want to do, when we want to do it, how we want to do it. God does all things decent and in order, and therefore we must do all things decent and in order. So we have to make sure that as we are walking out and pressing towards the mark, that we make sure we continue to line up with what God is calling us to do. Galatians 5:25 says, if we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. See, people should be able to see the fruit of our lives and know that we are his. We shouldn't have to run around telling people that we're Christians, but everything that we do and say should demonstrate the love of God towards his people. See, if we are truly pressing towards the mark, then we are truly showing the love of God in all that we do. See, because Jesus, God is love. So we have to demonstrate that same love to all of those who cross our path. But I like what Paul says when he says, brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own. See, I haven't done this thing. I haven't made it my own. But the God who works in and through me has blessed me with the grace and wisdom and knowledge that I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. See, we can't make it about ourselves. We have to truly make it about God and what he is calling us to do. So are we pressing towards the mark? Are we doing that which God has ordained us to do? I don't know about you, but I know I have to do a self-check every now and again to make sure that I'm doing what God's called me to do. Because sometimes we get sidetracked by this thing called life and the situations and circumstances that present themselves to us aren't always easy and we don't always navigate through them well. But oh, we serve a God who will allow us in his strength to continue to press forward. we have to make sure that as we press towards the mark, that we don't get distracted by the things that either the enemy or God allows to come to our lives. See, because sometimes our situations and circumstances are based on our own poor choices. So in those times, we have to turn to God and say, Lord, what am I missing? What do I need to do to get back to the place that you've ordained me to be? Because we each know that we aren't perfect and that we are always striving to be more like Jesus. So we have to make sure that as we continue to walk that out, that we are giving God the praise, glory, and honor that is due him. Because we know if we are not pressing towards the mark, if we are not growing in Christ, Romans 6 and 23 tells us, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So as long as we are pressing towards that mark, and we're asking God to lead us, and we stay committed to him, we can continue to walk out our relationship with him. See, Jesus sacrificed ultimately so that we could be returned to right relationship with God. We have to make sure that as we continue to walk out God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan for our lives, that we are truly fulfilling the purpose that God has placed in our life. See, because if we're walking that purpose out, then we are continually pressing towards the mark. The New King James Version of Philippians 3:12-15 reads, not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of for me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended it, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press towards the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So it's not as though God expects us to be perfect or to have apprehended or attained it already. However, he expects us to be in continual pursuit of it. What are you pursuing? What are you apprehending? What are you attaining? I ask myself those questions regularly because I desire to be in God's perfect will for my life. Each of us must daily press towards the mark. Minister Jackie, back to you.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Kai, for that profound word, that powerful word this morning. I'll be calling you back shortly after a few brief announcements, but right now let us pray over our prayer requests. God, we come before you thanking you for that word this morning, thanking you for your encouragement, and thanking you for using your masterpiece in Minister Kai to deliver that message to us this morning. We ask that you pour back into the virtues that she has poured out into us. Fill her cup till it overflows, Lord. We want to thank you for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. And we ask that you continually to pour out your wisdom on them, even as they are attending the conference, God. Let them be an encouragement while they're there, and all of the Master's Call family to reach out, and that some soul can be brought to you through their ministry in Los Angeles, California. God, we thank you for Artists International, and we know that your hands are upon this conference and that you will bless them and that it shall continually to grow, that you will give each and every distributor that is there what they need to be the success that you said that they could be. You said that we are the head and not the tails, and we are above and not beneath, and that we can do all things through you, and we believe in you, God, and we will experience that. And those that were not able to attend, God, your blessings will still flow through the ones in attendance, and we thank you for that, God. We thank you for those that are experiencing problems in their bodies, God, because we know that you are all-powerful, God, and that you bore their sickness on the cross, and that by your stripes they are healed. And we are claiming their healing right now in Jesus' name. And for the bereaved family members, God, we ask you to watch over each and every one of them, touch their heart, God, and give them the peace, the kind of peace that's beyond their understanding. Comfort their hearts. Comfort their families. Let their tragedy be of what the devil meant for bad, God, you meant for good. And you will unite families and bring them together, God. And we thank you for the TMC family. We thank you for their due diligence to get on this call each and every morning to celebrate you, Jesus. We thank you. We praise you. We honor you. We lift all this up in your precious name, Jesus, and we cover it in your blood. And it, amen and amen. So to hear the playback of this powerful, powerful, powerful message, you may call 712-432-1085. And again, that is 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is 957-677-TONE. And please join us for those that are moving on to the next call. The new morning motivational call will begin immediately after this call, and that number is 712-770-4005. Again, that is 712-770-4005. And that PIN number is 294-617-POUND. And for those that would like to remain on this call this morning, we will be taking live your prayer requests and your praise reports. So please hang on the line after the benediction, and we will be happy to pray with you. So thank you again, Minister Rebecca, for opening us up this morning with that powerful prayer and covering each and every one of us and greeting everyone with that sunshine that you so have. And thank you, Minister Kai, for that great, great, powerful word that you gave to us this morning. Will you please come now and close us out with the benediction?
Thank you again, Minister Jackie, for hosting with such Jesus joy. Now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. Amen, amen, and amen. We are going to move into the next part of our call. Up the queue, and you can hit star 6 to come into the queue. If you have any prayer requests that you would like us to pray for, I know that we will be praying for traveling mercies for all of those who are traveling to California today, to Los Angeles, to partake of the Artist Life extravaganza. So if you have any prayer requests, just star 1 to join us in the queue. We will be praying for traveling mercies. We will be praying for our bereaved families. We will be praying for the Artist Life Conference. If you would like to, any prayer requests, You can do
Minister
so now.
Guy?
Yes, Minister ma'am, Minister Jackie.
Yes, I am requesting prayer again for my brother. Currently, right now, he is in surgery. So please pray for him that all is well. They're trying to get his heart back in rhythm. So pray for him that they will have success at this procedure this morning and that all will be well.
What is your brother's name, Jackie?
It's Bart, B-A-R-T.
Okay, we will include your brother in our prayers. If you'd like to jump into the queue, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, you can do so now, star one, I'm sorry, to come into the queue. Well, if there are no other prayer requests, then we are going to go before God in prayer. Father God, in the matchless and precious name of Jesus, Lord and Savior, we just first want to humbly come before you, giving you the praise, glory, and honor that is due you, because we know that without you, O Heavenly Father, we would be in a world of hurt. So, Lord, we just thank you that as everyone is traveling to the Artist Life Extravaganza in Los Angeles, California, that you will give them traveling mercies, O God, that you would continue to just be the lamp unto their feet and the light unto their path, O Heavenly Father, that you will be ahead of them and on each side and behind them, keeping them safe from all hurt, harm, or danger. Lord, we thank you right now that the doctors are being touched by you, O Lord, as they perform surgery on Bart Henderson, O Heavenly Father. Lord, we know that you are in control, O Heavenly Father, and that you can put his heart rate back into rhythm, O God. Lord, we know that you are working it out for his good and your glory, O God. Lord, we ask that you continue to keep our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts in your care, O God. Lord, we know that she is doing what you have called her to do, and she is going to walk out your Jeremiah 29:11 plan, and that she is restored and returned to perfect health. Lord, we thank you that you just continue to keep her in your care, Lord. Continue to bless her marriage, O Heavenly Father. We ask that you continue to keep Dr. Vanessa and Mother Josie, O Heavenly Father. You know every need spoken and unspoken, and we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Lord, we know that you are working it all out so that you may receive the glory. Lord, we seal it in the precious blood of the Lamb, and we call it done, and we say amen, amen, and amen. Well, we are so glad that each and every one of you have joined us this morning and this week on the Master's Call, and we look forward to hearing you again next week. Go out and be those magnificent, marvelous ministers in the marketplace and enjoy the Artist Life Conference. Goodbye.